Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Light in the Morning podcast. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Margo Lenmark. Margo, what's going on? And we're going to talk about celebration of life. And I think that your book is not just about death, as you've talked about before. It's celebrating life. Explain why.
Oh, Neil, my book is really about life. And this is what I've said from the beginning. These stories about death make us realize that we really need to live life. And that is what my book is about. So finally, we're getting to the crux of the book, and that is life, how we live it. And I am telling you, Neil, every single moment, just live your life and live it how you are and who you are. And don't be afraid of who you are and how you are. We're all very different. We're some of us are gay, some of us are straight, some of us are religious, some of us are political. It doesn't matter. Whatever you are, just live it to your fullest. Because if we don't live our life to the fullest degree, like having fun, enjoying, talking to people, listening to people, hearing other points of view, if we don't do that, we're not living. We're not doing it right. And so the whole point of that book is really to live life to the fullest. That's it.
Living life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're right, because a lot of people live a life that really is not desirable for them. They really are going through the grind. It's really not enjoying themselves. And we're all taught that we need to suffer through this world. And the next is where we're supposed to be. And we're missing out on a lot of opportunities for the people around us and ourselves if we're not loving ourselves and living life to the fullest.
Right. And you want to know how you do that? You see the glass half full. Truly, that's what you do. Because if you, everything in life is good and bad. It's good and bad. It's positive and negative. It's, you can look at it one way or you can look at it another way. And if you look at it as half full, you will appreciate your life. And I'm telling you, once I started appreciating every single thing I had in my life just took off like a rocket. And so that's the thing we have to remember. Everybody, and especially today, the world is so crazy that everybody is experiencing craziness, and we all have our own flavor of it. You know, I had the craziest day I've ever had in real estate, a really crazy, one of the top 10 crazy days. And I can look at that as like, okay, that was bad, or okay, let's take the good out of it. And I ended up taking the good out of it and making this thing happen. But I looked at it and I saw that you're experiencing it. My partner Steve is experiencing it. My friends are experiencing it. Everybody's experiencing their own flavor of craziness. And it's because there's something crazy going on in the universe. Look at Ukraine. It's horrible. Look what's going on in the world. Look at all the tension. Look at all the political division. How can we have a normal, smooth life when all that's going on? We're not going to have it. So the only way we can navigate that is to feel positive. Look at the good, because there always is good in a situation.
There's definitely always good. You're so right about it, Margo. And just looking at the glass half full, such a great point, because if you look at all the bad things that happen in your day versus what really went well and the blessings that you have every day, you're going to attract more bad things to happen.
Really. That's right.
And
that's right.
If you're constantly upset, you're constantly, more things will come your way just like that. And it just, it's feeding your body, and it's not going to make your body feel well at all. Right. If you're constantly complaining and things aren't right, it's really affecting your body as well. Right.
That's exactly right. Oh yeah. You're all affected by that. And that's why, you know, you're not making a mood to feel better. You don't want a mood make about it. You want to look at the situation. Like I had a horrible situation today. It was just like, I cannot believe it kept going on the way it kept going on. And at the end of it, I thought, okay, I'm going to take a big deep breath. I'm just going to go take a walk with my new little puppy. And I'm going to come back and think about this. And as I was going on that walk, I just thought, okay, so where is the positive in this? And then I looked at it from the other people's point of view, and I thought, okay, the positive is that it's still moving forward. They're not backing out. It's just been insane, and they're just adding all this weird stuff, and it's really crazy, and my seller doesn't trust him and all of this stuff, but they're still moving forward. So I looked at that. I kind of combed through the whole situation. I found one positive thing. The positive thing was that they were still moving forward. So I thought, let's go with that. Let's go with that. And when I started to do that, I looked at everything differently. I thought, okay, yep, I can kind of see their point of view. Yep, all right. Yep, we can do this. And I totally changed only because I found the one little tiny thing that was positive. So it's not that you don't experience bad and difficult and challenging things, because you do. But in there somewhere, and you kind of have to dig sometimes, you'll find something positive. So hang on to that and grow that. And that's what I did. I found the one little thread that was positive. And so then I just started focusing on that, and the whole thing became positive then. So that's what I'm saying. Don't make a mood of like, oh, this is fine, because it's not. It wasn't fine. Today was a horrible day. It was not a fine day. But in that mess, you find some thread of positivity, something that is good, and you go with that, and it turns it around. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it turns it around, and it turns it around big time. And then, you know, tomorrow's another day. So it ends, you wake up, you go to bed sleeping peacefully, you have some fun semblance of something that you enjoy before going to bed, and you know tomorrow's another day. And then
you
got to constantly do that. If you constantly don't, it's going to eat at you. And I honestly believe your health is what's going to be eating at you most. But you talk about, you know, living each day to your fullest and like your last, because you never know when your last breath's going to come. And you cannot complain about a client, complain about a specific thing not that it's out of your control just because you feel bad. You have to move forward and enjoy things. So you talked about meditation as one big thing. When something hits you like slam, it hits you and it's really stressful. What you always take a deep breath, right? You talked about that. And you also, do you focus on something else when something really goes wrong?
Yes. And then I sit down and I meditate and I transcend the whole situation. Because when you transcend all that little petty stuff that everybody's thinking, you get into this big unbounded space within your own awareness, and all of that other stuff goes away. It just simply goes away. And you come out of that big expanded space with a whole fresh perspective, and you realize it's nothing. It's just this. It's just that. It's nothing in the big scheme of things, because you just experienced the big universal scheme of things. It's nothing. And so I can't emphasize enough finding that positive thread and doing something like transcendental meditation, where you can just sit quietly within yourself and go to that unbounded space and transcend all the little stuff. And you, when you come out of that, you realize, oh my God, that's a big deal. It's nothing in the scheme of things, nothing. So those are the two things I'd recommend, is finding the positive and then also experiencing the universal expansion into that bigness within us.
And the people around you, enjoy them. Be happy for them, because you never know when they're going to go. Cherish who they are.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing. You have no more. You can't say anything more. And we talked about grieving on the last episode. And if we do the same thing in this, we've missed out on an opportunity. You know, might have a bad day. Why don't you reach out to a loved one to change your mood, to do different things?
Or go be with friends. I just went to an event after this big, intense day. And I went and hung out with a bunch of realtors that there's an event going on. And we had a blast. I didn't have to talk about it. I would never, you just don't want to hear about these real estate deals when you're another realtor. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yada, yada, yada. We've all been through it. And so we just had so much fun talking about the things. We just had a blast. And I saw all this greatness in these people who I have something in common with, but I don't even know. And we had a blast, and it was just so much fun. Then you come home and you transcend, and you get into even a bigger space, and you can get beyond all of that little petty stuff, Neil, all of it. All of it. And that's what you need to do, because it's always going to bombard you. It's part of life. And you just need to develop the art of living, which is to pull out that positive, to see it, go with it. It'll change you. Do any technique that you can to transcend it. And you just go on with your life. It's a big, beautiful life. And you just have to find it within yourself, because nobody else is going to point it out to you. That the world will always bring you problems, and you just need to find that for yourself.
Exactly. And so you can go to lightinthemorning.com, or you also can go to Amazon to purchase the book. And Margo, I think that people are going to get not just, I'm just a big proponent of how you're able to help people who have lost a loved one or gone through a trial, because you're really able to give that perspective. But today, especially even for the syndicated radio show that this will play on as well, I think you're giving another huge component for everyone, that whatever happens, regardless of how difficult and challenging it is, time will pass and we'll move on to something else. And don't take things so seriously and enjoy life. And Margo, that was a great message you were able to bring today.
Thanks, Neil. It was great talking to you.
All right. That was the Light in the Morning podcast, guys. Take care.